the R.A.P. If you's a real motherfucker, that's the place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattle think is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
It wasn't even a complete sentence.
Hi, y'alls. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Hi. No, no accents today. We do have some people that are pissed, Shannon. You said that people weren't pissed about the last episode. There's some people that are pissed.
I said not as pissed as I would have expected.
Okay, yeah. So we did an entire episode on Monday with British accents. Oof. Because people were complaining that I don't have a good British accent, so I was like, I'll show you.
Stellar Australian accent.
Okay, let me hear it.
Hello, hello.
There was a lot of killings today, unfortunately. A lot of good koalas were shot dead.
You call that...
That's a great Australian accent.
Yes. Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, it is.
It's okay.
He's doing that as a bit on stage.
No, I tried it.
You do characters on stage now?
Yeah, I do voices.
Okay.
No, I tried it. It wasn't working.
Welcome to the show, guys. I'm sick, so I'm going to tell you guys right now, don't expect much from me today.
And they never do.
They don't usually expect much from me anyway, but I'm telling you right now, I'm really, really going to phone it in.
Okay.
So you guys have to really pick up the slack here.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, luckily, we have two great guests who have their
Thank
own
you.
Podcast.
Thank you, Zach.
So they're more than a bit able to do so.
I hope
what
so.
What a good co-host.
No, well,
yeah,
here's
that
the deal.
Was great.
Here's the deal. Okay? I have no faith in you guys. And I'm sorry for saying that. That's not okay.
Speak for him.
I'll leave right now. Don't speak for me.
Yeah.
Who am I? Amy Schumer? Brenna Sagalow joins us.
What's up, everybody?
Mike Feeney's here. Look, I'm going to be
Goddamn
fucking
right.
as hilarious. Head to toe, I'm in pain right now. I'm so sick. Feeney's here. International superstar Zach Amico is always here.
Hello.
He's dope.
Thanks.
He's got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper.
God, people hate that so much.
No, they don't. They love it. I've never heard a single complaint.
Oh, people hate it.
I actually was thinking about asking the guy to add two more verses.
Don't go to Reddit.
What's Reddit?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
It's your personal hell, my friend.
No. Well, are you kidding me, dude? You gotta own it. Here's what you gotta do, Feeney. Everyone's a pussy, right? Everyone's afraid to go to Reddit as comics, and everyone goes.
Somebody's commenting just the pig face emoji on all my pictures.
Wait, can we see? What are you talking about? What pig face?
Just the pig.
Just the pig face.
Pig emoji.
Some people are really mad about
Do you want to let it do 10 thing. Minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look.
Wait, who is the pig supposed to be?
Me?
You?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I don't know.
You?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, here's the deal. Like, you know, Brennan, you're fucking great, dude. I love you. And we got to get a little bit more, because there is more to that story than that has happened since you were on Legion of Skanks. So we're going to get into all that,
yeah,
okay?
Tons.
But I got to tell everyone before we even get into the show today, I'm sick and I'm sorry.
You keep saying
Stop
that.
Saying
Stop
that,
saying
yeah.
it. Stop
no, no, no,
saying
no, no,
you're going to phone
it
in.
But it's not only that I'm just sick, okay? It's not. Well, by the way,
you're
hold
sick
on.
And tired?
Fuck this. Let me explain to you something, okay? Me phoning it in, this is a fact, okay? Still more entertaining than 99% of the podcasts on iTunes right now.
That's so true.
Me phoning it in. I could just sit here and moan into a microphone and fucking cry and take medicine up my rear. And it would be more
entertaining.
Well, depending on your cup of tea, it depends on what you like, you know?
It would actually be an entire cup of tea.
That actually hits all levels, because people who don't like you would like to see you in pain if someone's
pouring a hot cup of tea into my
in your asshole. That would be wildly entertaining. People who do like you were like, he's a real ass dude.
Shannon,
you know?
Give me a cup of tea. This sounds like a great idea. I can't talk today, but I can do stunts.
A hot ass tea into the real ass.
Hot ass tea. Fuck yeah, dude. I'm way in. Sagalow, also, I asked Sagalow to break up the weed because I'm so weak.
It's great.
Because not only am I sick, but I also have been training for my fight against Ryan O'Neal. I'm head to toe right now. So much pain. And I asked Sagalow to break up the weed, and it's not great.
It's good, yeah.
It's as little as his big fingers could possibly.
You have
sausage-like
you
fingers.
Have chunky fingers.
Yeah, but that's still really good.
Now, here's the thing. It's not pigs don't have fingers. So I feel like them trashing you is a little bit not realistic. There are things you can be trashed for, like your fucking sausagey fingers.
My face, my act, my... Everything, but
how is your act?
It's pretty good.
I think you're pretty funny, dude. I've seen you kill.
Thank you.
I've seen you kill a lot. More than Feeney.
No, that's not true.
Oh, way more than Feeny.
Yeah, dude. Don't you dare.
Who's the better comic out of you guys?
Me.
That's crazy.
Feeny, is that real? Who do you think is better comic?
Is that real? Of course it's not real.
Of course, what are you talking about?
Who's the better comic out of you?
I mean, it's hard to... I do like really smart jokes and like really good... material, and he's just
pandering
all over the place.
Slapped you in the face with his corkscrew penis.
Yeah, Brendan's the kind of guy you want to see if you want to get a lot of questions asked at you. You know what I mean? Like, hey, what are you guys doing? You guys here? You guys having fun? You're from in town?
What you mean is I'm the type of comic you want to see if you want to ask yourself questions. Ooh. Like, whoa,
what am I doing here?
How many drinks do I have to buy?
When is it over? Yeah.
Is Amy Schumer going to show up?
Yeah. Now I see why he isn't getting paid.
Oh, man, it's getting real.
When's Rosebud?
That wasn't even a question.
Yeah.
He just said a statement.
I'm in a ton of pain right now. I've gone to jiu-jitsu now, and now I'm in a Muay Thai gym officially.
Mm-hmm.
Officially.
You done with Equinox?
No, I'm still at Equinox.
Oh, boy, you just got money to burn.
I got a lot of gym memberships, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
It's getting crazy. The amount of money that I'm spending on fitness, it's kind of nuts. I should say that because I got a grappling club, NYC. They're hooking me up and they're fucking sponsoring me for the fight. And they're giving me a ton of personal training and access to the facilities and everything.
You just set up this fight so you can get all this free shit.
Well, here's the deal. Like, you know, I was thinking about that. I'm going to probably set up a fight every year now. I'm going to see if Ellis wants to do it with me every year. And if he doesn't want to do it, I'll just fight somebody in the park.
What ring are you going to fight?
It's going to be in Las Vegas. I don't know. Can you pull up old footage of Ellis Mania, Shannon? Look up Ellis Mania on YouTube. I bet you there's a bunch of stuff out there. They do it in a boxing ring, and they do it in Vegas, and I think there's a pretty big audience there. I don't know. I've watched clips. I just don't really remember. Have you watched it?
Well, what's his,
I know Joanna Angel fought one year.
What's his training?
Jason Ellis or the other guy that I'm fighting?
Yeah, yeah. The guy you're fighting.
Oh, Ryan O'Neal. He's got a Taekwondo background and
black belt.
Maybe.
Okay, so you're dead.
No, why Taekwondo? Listen, man, this is the truth. Every time I tell the people that I'm training with that this guy's got a Taekwondo black belt, this is the reaction. Every MMA guy that I've been training with so far, they laugh in my face. And they go, oh, yeah, dude, 3 fights in a bar gives you more experience than a black belt in Taekwondo.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, it seems like a lot of wasted time.
Yeah, because it's very, look, this is Ellismania, dude. This is a real deal fucking thing, dude. Look at this.
Wow.
This is them all coming out.
I would get so pumped up.
I'm losing my mind. I cannot wait for this.
When is it?
It's August 25th.
All these guys were in the locker room, and someone went, do you listen to Legion of Skanks? And they went, yeah.
Wait, you can throw kicks and stuff? Why do they? No, this is boxing.
Well, no, we're doing MMA. They do different rules. I guess there's MMA rules, there's boxing rules.
And where do they find the contestants?
People like, just fucking volunteer. I don't even know who this guy is that Jason's fighting.
I like how one guy is wearing helmet. Wait, that's the guy you're fighting?
God. No, Jason Ellis is the bald guy. That's his radio show. It's his event. And he trains MMA. He's done like a lot of like extreme sports and shit.
He's wearing like Asics and just gym shorts.
How many guys
does he fight? Headgear on. And
it says 11. It says Jason Ellis versus 11 men.
No. Wow. Oh, so it's 11 fans fight Jason Ellis. That's awesome. I love Jason Ellis. Why do people hate on that guy? He's great.
This is like when
fights his fans. He's got tattoos.
You ever see those porn videos of like the porn stars fucking fans?
Yeah, literally my favorite category
of
porn.
That's the
best. It's my favorite category of comedy. Comedians and radio broadcasters fighting their fans.
Yeah.
Fightafan.com.
Is that a website?
Well, fuck a fan is.
Oh, that's awesome.
You would think it's such a great category, you would assume there's a lot more of it. You would assume
it's a good category,
but
it's always a little cringy and awkward because they're always like. I saw one where the guy was a virgin. He was losing it to like Mia Khalifa or something.
Oh, yeah, I saw that
really...
one. She's also a gross animal.
I think she's hot.
No.
I lost my virginity to an Indian girl.
See, it's not even the race. I'm not being racist about this, you piece of shit.
I was just continuing the conversation.
She's hot. I didn't even realize that she was Indian. I thought that she was some sort of gross Haitian.
Khalifa?
Yeah. No, I knew she was Arab. She gets death threats because she does
like... Khalifa is an Indian?
Oh. That's actually a good point.
Yeah. I actually did think of that,
actually,
and I didn't say
that's
it.
That's her next video.
I was trying to get there.
You're trying to be a good host and wait for Brendan's fucking dog shit to come tumbling out of his mouth before you time. He's like, fuck it. I'm going to overrule.
Oh, shit. I love it. Mia Khalifa's okay. I'm not really into her, but I am into that category. There's a few of them. You know who's great? Ariana Marie. She did one. Look up Ariana Marie fucks her fan. This is crazy. Like, first of all, this bitch, she shouldn't be doing porn. If you're, I don't get it. I don't understand. There's no part of me that understands why any woman would say, I'm going to go fuck on camera for money.
Because because
here's $400,000.
Because you can go.
They're not making that.
No, they're not making that at all. And this girl is so hot.
How much are they making?
Lisa Ann's a millionaire.
She's a celebrity.
But she's also, she made it huge. She's one of the people that.
And she owns her own content. A lot of these girls are just coming in for the day.
Oh, yeah. And she also has her own production company where she makes porn, right?
This chick is so fucking hot. The fact that she's fucking random dudes on camera for
money. I think Ariana is just a hot name.
Oh, does it not? I don't think they have a blocker to not show it, huh?
I guess so.
Oh, good for them. Smart.
What's the blocker?
Because people will steal the porn and not watch the ads. All right, stop it. It's fine. I want to listen to her talk. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I was skipping through it.
Let's see if she's got opinions.
It's fucking crazy. Did you hear that just now? Yeah, but you can pull up a picture of it, Ariana Murray. That's fine. So this chick is so hot, she can just go find a multimillionaire, any guy in the world that, I mean, easily. Look at her. She's gorgeous.
But how do you find...
Whoa.
What do you mean how you find that?
How do you find a multimillionaire?
Maybe she also just likes fucking on camera.
She needs to go spread her gash on Wall Street. You know, if she just went down and wore a short skirt, bent over and spread her ass cheeks as soon as the fucking all the Wall Street guys got out of work, the bell hits and then bing, 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 she drops her panties.
Quitting time?
Spreads her ass. She will have guys fighting over her.
Yeah.
And that is showing herself more respect than fucking a camera for money, in my opinion. And I love porn, so I'm not hating on it at all. At all.
I love that you gave her the job of like one of the animals from the Flintstones.
I know.
It's a living.
An investment banker slides down a dinosaur.
Oh, shit. But you get what I'm saying? I almost feel like it's. I mean, I guess there is the off chance that you become like a huge celebrity like Jenna Jameson or like Lisa Ann or. But I almost feel like it's a fucking long shot there. And then what you have to go through, because it's like you have to do the open mics of porn before you get to the big show. So you're doing like, you know, all that like throat fucking shit, all that stuff.
Urban rooms.
Shit. Yeah, dude, it's, you know, that's a tough thing. In the entertainment industry in general, the beginning is really, really tough. Like you go through these like trials and tribulations at the beginning.
Yeah, and they probably do some wild shit because they think it's going to put them on the map. I can't even think of anything that's wild in porn. Double vag.
Well, there was double vag.
Double vag. Oh, yeah, it's difficult. Tough, dude. That's a tough one to even watch. I watched, there was a guy, there's a black guy named Mo the Monster. Look this up, Shannon. There was
I met him here.
You met him here? That's right. He's been on the show,
right?
He was on
SDR.
That was
my first SDR show, yeah.
You saw his dick, right?
I didn't see it, no.
But he's got a huge dick. Yeah. He's in the news right now. Pull up the news story, Shannon, and you read it because I'm sick and I'm going to finish rolling this blunt. I've been trying to lick it.
It's been 13 minutes.
Yeah.
You just rolling it back and forth.
Okay, in all fairness, I didn't realize how poorly broken up it was. Yeah. We had it up here.
It was not poorly broken up.
It was three big nuggets.
It looked like he was presenting me broccoli. Yeah.
Doug, I had to re-break up everything.
Yeah, it was good.
Host a show.
Brendan breaks it up into chicken nuggets. And then he's like,
sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, it's not good.
So we probably
right here, let's say
nothing
that.
To do with that.
Yeah. Porn's Mo the Monster suing over N-word use in the sex scene. Because Shannon, read this a little bit.
Okay, a sex-rated race row has erupted in the porn world with a black star unleashing a lawsuit over the use of racial epithet. New Yorker Maurice McKnight, 38, whose nom de porn is Mo the Monster, is suing DF Productions and director James Camp. McKnight claims his white female co-star Ryan Connor, star of Bottom Feeders 2, Downward Doggy Style, and Interracial Cougar Cuckold 3, among scores of others, called him the N-word twice during the sex scene. McKnight told the Daily News he clearly stated he did not want the slur used because it made him uncomfortable. The 10-year porn veteran star of...
She's like, that makes you uncomfortable? You have a 13-inch dick that's in my ass.
Yeah.
Are you crazy? I only said it twice. Do you know how many times I wanted to say this to you right now?
Can we talk about how funny the name Black Meat White Feet 2 is?
Wasn't as good as the original.
It's a sequel. Yeah, well, they never are.
Mothers and Brothers
He told
orgy.
BuzzFeed he doesn't like the word. That was the news source that was... wanting the hot comment.
Yeah.
Black meat, white feet too, the lost world.
10 things you shouldn't say when a black cock is in your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Camp allegedly told his leading man porn aficionados like hearing the N-word, and besides, the lady of the hour was okay with it. Big Mo refused again. I said, I don't give a fuck if she okay with it. I don't
I'm
like
called
that.
Mo the monster, but I'm still sensitive.
I don't like that word, and I'm not down with it, he told the clickbait site. It left McKnight feeling violated and betrayed.
That's a little...
I would like to see a full list of the titles of his films, and if there is not an N-word in there,
yeah,
we can go forward with this case.
Yeah, well, I mean, technically he has the right to, you know...
To change his mind?
Yeah, dude. You know, if something something could offend you, right? Something you could grow. Would I, you know, if you
he did say, "Don't say it." Yes, but
yeah, I don't want that. I wouldn't. I that's a weird creative move on her part to be like, "People will love it."
Did it make it to the cutting room floor? Do we have the clip in question? Because if it didn't make it to the cutting room floor, I almost go like, "All right, this is fucking stupid," right?
It is funny to see him like. She say it. He just takes his dick out. He's like, I can't work like this. It's like funny to picture.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's hilarious in general.
While he's choking her. He's like, too much. Come on.
I mean, here's the truth. This is our culture. People sue for anything, you know, and sometimes...
She's got a Timberland mark on the side of her face. Hey, have respect.
Is the scene out there, Shannon, where she actually says the N-word to him? Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that. If somebody says, yeah, I understand it as being part of, you know, porn. You'll see chicks, they agree to things. There's another chick who was saying she was, like, raped and abused in a porn scene. But what they do with these chicks is they videotape beforehand. And they break down what they're okay with. So they're like, okay, are you okay with choking? Yeah. Spitting? Yeah. You okay with slapping? Yeah. Punching? Yeah. Biting, yes, anal, double anal, and they go through all these fucking things because they do these brutal porn series like, you know, those throat fuck porns or, you know.
Yeah, where they're like crying mascara.
Yeah, dude, and she's like bitching, they just spit in her face and it's
oh,
that.
Yeah. I can't, I hate that.
Yeah, I can't come without it. And, no, I can't actually watch that at all. It fucking, I'm much more of a,
I'm immediately less attracted to a porn girl when I see she does scenes like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like any of that shit. I don't like a chick who's fucking, I don't even like, I have a difficult time, like, being super aggressive in bed with the chick unless she initiates it. And I like it. I like a little bit of choking and smacking and shit like that. But if she's not, like, kind of initiating that and showing me that she's kind of into it first, it won't even turn me on to initiate it.
Yeah. You know? You need them to, like, take your hand and put it on their throat.
Yeah. Or take your hand, put it on that knife, and then hold it up against her throat.
Yeah.
And then you need her to move your mouth and go, bitch, don't tell anybody or I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill
She's dead already?
Yeah, you're like in, what was the movie with the aliens? Independence Day, where the alien grabbed his throat. Yeah, that's what she needs to do with me. She needs to talk me like an alien in Independence Day.
Rape. Just throw you up against glass.
Yeah.
Peace, no peace.
Rape me.
Mom, there's a Hispanic guy fucking a girl.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah, so that's all right. Well, you know what? Good for Mother Monster. Maybe he'll go and get a bunch of money for
it. I want to watch the scene.
We have nothing if not.
Do you have it?
Code. No, I can't find it.
Shannon, can you IMDb Mo the Monster so we can see some of his past titles?
Oh, he was in Martin. That's cool.
He played Tommy?
Yeah, quite an arc.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
This is weird. That's another category of porn that I really like, too.
What?
Like, people who have done Parody? Porn that have now known that have now gone on to become mainstream actors. Like, Sybil Kilkelly from Game of Thrones.
What?
She was doing straight up fucking hardcore German, like, anal porn, double team, like, really, really hardcore porn.
Is that the
porn.
Black girl that's...
She was the chick that the midget was, like, in love with, the hooker that he was, like, fell in love with for, like, two seasons.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's in, like, straight up porn. Excellent. Phenoms.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. She's not even that hot, but once you... You know,
I really like celebrity sex tapes, but they're never that good.
No, you would think that they've gotten better. Even with the fapping, you would assume that they've gotten some really good ones.
There's or
no
like even with Kim Kardashian, like it worked so well for her, you think there'd be more. But if you watch the Kim Kardashian one, it like sucks. It's like 45 minutes of them on vacation.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just weirdly like smashing his lips into her, like kissing her from behind. And I, my issue is I don't have the dick to really pull that move off nicely. Like if I lean up to arc to kiss her,
I'm out. Yeah.
Yeah, my dick starts to pull out. Like the tip of it's still in for a second. I go, and then I got to.
Oh yeah, I can't fuck sideways because it just doesn't work.
You can't fuck sideways.
I hate. Dude, I feel like when Curly is running in a circle on the floor, Three Stooges. Like I can't. I have no thrust.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Is there not an IMDb
for porn? You can't have like the 77 sex.
I can, but it's like it's just a lot of work.
I think IMDb has porn titles on it in itself, to be honest with you.
I searched Mo the Monster and his real name, and neither of them came up.
Mo the Monster movies?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
what's his real name?
It's Maurice McKnight.
You could have guessed that.
By the way, that's a great porn name.
Yeah, that's a great porn name.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what, dude? Good for him. I hope he wins. I hope he fucking wins. Why not, dude?
That's a weird judge. Like, that's a weird case to have to, like, if he's suing her, the judge has to be like, so you were fucking her ass and she said the N-word, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I think that, I mean, look, the reality is, no, I shouldn't say that. Let me think clearly here, because I don't think he should be able to fucking sue for... If they put out the porn title after, and he said not to, and he said, hey, I'm not comfortable with that, I said no not to initially, and he didn't sign off on that, then I think he should sue. But if he just was made to feel uncomfortable, I mean, come on, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? You know, we live in a culture, everyone's such a fucking pussy right now. Starbucks is driving me out of my mind, too. I don't even get me started on Starbucks every day. Now I get, here's what people don't understand, right? All of middle America, all these fucking white liberals... All these people that are fucking around the country going, oh my God, you know, that's so great. Starbucks is allowing everyone to come in there. You know, everyone's a customer as soon as you walk through those doors. How amazing is that? They don't live in the fucking hood, okay? They live in bumblefuck nowhere where there's two black guys and that's it, right?
Yeah,
and
they work at the Starbucks.
I live in fucking Harlem. So now I come into Harlem. Literally in the Starbucks today, there's a group of six black kids sitting at a table. Not buying anything, teenagers, fucking thuggy kids, and they're eating other shit that they didn't purchase at the Starbucks. And what was it? It was like
Kentucky cereal, Fried Chicken,
cereal and candy.
Come on,
oh sorry,
we're beyond that.
Christ, Brendan,
piece of shit, dude.
Wow.
At least I'm taking the shots.
Yeah, we're not racist.
Feeny's over here just listening to the podcast.
It's just like his act.
No, it was cereal and candy. They're other two food groups.
They were spilling candy all over the place, just letting the fucking papers drop everywhere, okay? And it was just kind of going like, all right, well, here we go. This is it now. Now you've invited people in that...
Well, what did they say? They say anybody can just come in and chill out without buying anything?
Now you do not have to purchase anything to sit at Starbucks,
or use, the
use a charger, or use the bathroom.
Oh my God, what a huge
That's
mistake.
A terrible idea.
So now they've turned every Starbucks in America into a little port authority.
Yeah, oh my seriously, God. That's terrible.
It says the only rules are that they can't smoke, drink, panhandle, or sleep.
They can't smoke, drink, panhandle, or sleep, but they can eat other food, outside food. Yep. Oof.
That's crazy.
What a dumb idea. That's going to come back to really bite them.
And now they can't go back on it, because now, like, if they can't reverse the rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can. If they show, like, people are pissed because of, like, what you said, like, maybe if they're just sitting, you're trying to sit down with your kid, you know what I mean, at the Starbucks where you bought stuff, and then there's no place to sit and everyone's just yelling.
There's not that many seats in this Starbucks, and there were six fucking kids there today just hanging out. And forget it, black, white, whatever, I don't give a shit, dude. If there's a bunch of obnoxious teenagers eating food and being loud and fucking, you know, just hanging out at a fucking table, not actually doing work, I don't give a fuck, dude. If you're sitting there at a laptop and you want to write a script at a Starbucks and you don't buy a coffee, I can give a fuck less. I could give it. It doesn't really matter to me. But the reality is you want to sort of encourage an environment of... this is what everyone in this room can understand. This is actually a really good example of this. Look at the difference between comedy shows that are papered and people give out comps for them to come in, and then look at the difference between the audiences that pay for their tickets.
Just
look at the type of respect that they have for the environment. Look at the type of respect they have for what they're doing there. The class of person, the type of person. You
put value on it.
You're creating some sort of value. You don't really want to give away things for free.
No.
When you give away something for free, you're saying that it's valueless, right? So it should almost like, You know, look at dude, Equinox, dude. You can't do Michael Bisping, UFC middleweight champion at the time. He came to town, okay, and he was staying right outside of an Equinox. He was like, all right, fuck it. Lewis always talks about Equinox. I'll just pop in and see if I can use it for the day. I'll pay for a guest pass. No fucking way. Nope. Because you have to be a member. There's no guest passes. There's nothing. You could bring a friend. I could purchase a guest pass for him. But he was a UFC middleweight champion. He got a fucking a gold belt on his shoulder. And he walks in. And he's like, oh, yeah, can I just use it for you? I'll pay whatever the fee is. They're like, no, sorry. No exceptions. Period.
Ugh.
And it lets a certain level of person in that place. And it's amazing.
How hard do you think it must be for him to not really hurt people on a daily basis that don't, like, let, like for things like that? Like, that's the thing where I'd be like, all right, maybe I'll just give you a quick roundhouse and then we'll see where you're at. You know,
well,
what I mean?
You know, you probably wouldn't be a middleweight champion if that was your attitude. You know, that's the truth. Even, you know, you have to. The other thing that they do, like fighters, they don't have this weird thing where they got to prove themselves like us. Like every day I have some incident in my head where I'm like, all right, now I should have murdered that guy. Mm-hmm. And I don't. I'm not trying to go to jail. I got a kid. But every day there's something that happens where I'm like, I want to fucking, I want to murder that guy. And I don't.
You're only
also,
not murdering people because you have a kid?
Also partially because I'm afraid. I don't know what the fuck that guy can do. When you're a UFC fighter at that level, you know what I'm saying? Not just any dude who knows MMA, but like a fucking high-level UFC fighter, top five guy, you know, champion-level fighter. There's no questions that you can murder everybody you run into. You could beat the shit out of them with your bare hands, literally strangle them to the point where they're unconscious and kill them with your bare hands.
If you were a champion or whatever, how many people do you think you could fight before losing? Like on the street, real people coming at you.
You're talking like waves of people.
Yes.
How many waves?
Like how many waves of people?
I guess
you think?
It depends on who it is and depends on who the guys are. There's all these factors there. There's all these different variables where you are. If it's on concrete, it's in the grass, it's a
right
big
outside.
Difference, right, dude?
You right know? Outside here.
All these things matter. Kenzo Gracie, there's a great, you might even be able to find it, Shannon. He live tweeted these guys trying to mug him. This is how badass Kenzo Gracie is, okay? He's Hoist's cousin, and he owns the Kenzo Gracie Academy, which is one of the best jiu-jitsu academies in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he's such a fucking cool dude. He's such a great dude. I've talked to him on the podcast a few times. And he was walking home, or walking to, I guess, to the bus station, to Port Authority from his school. Maybe it was the parking lot. I don't know what it is. Regardless, he was walking from his school after, like, late at night, like 10, 11 o'clock at night, 9th, 10th Avenue in the 30s, right? It was a little bit shadier. And these two kids, maybe Puerto Ricans, I don't even know, started, like, following him. And he's tweeting, like, two kids are following me right now. And he puts a smiley face.
About to get mugged, lol.
Yeah, literally, he's writing that. These kids are about to mug me. I guess they don't really know, huh? And then he just live tweets the whole thing to the point where he's, chokes the one guy out, punches the other guy out, knocks him out. He's like, oh, now the one guy's begging. He's like tweeting while he's
That's
saying the guy's
so
begging.
Funny. He's got him in a headlock.
Another guy's begging.
It's awesome. It's so fucking awesome. It's one of my favorite things. It's not on YouTube, Shannon. It's not a video.
See, but what if they had a weapon? Then that just neutralizes all technique immediately.
I also
not on that level. Not on that level.
If you have a gun, I don't care. You can be the best fighter on the planet.
Sort of. It depends. I mean, once again,
it doesn't depend.
It does, and I'll tell you why.
I just got to say, with 3 feet away from you, so you can't lunge at me.
Well, they're trying to mug him, then they're not trying to kill him, right? So, yes, if he was trying to be assassinated, yes, I guess, then somebody could walk up to him from 7 feet away. But
most muggers don't want to murder somebody.
Yeah, dude,
but you say, put your shit on the ground and then fucking walk away.
Yeah, we get it. You're cautious fucking... cautious Kyle over here. Put yourself on the ground, step 3 feet back, and...
that's how you fucking
a
mug.
A mugger in the 20s?
Yeah, well, that's how mugging should
be. He's got his gun under his shirt.
It's just a big trench
coat. It's a gentleman's agreement.
He's got a Tommy gun.
Put your hands up, you see?
Yeah.
I know it looks like I'm coming from violin practice.
I have a Snickers under here. It's like, ha-ha, nobody move.
I almost robbed a KFC with a screwdriver under my shirt. That was the idea.
Crazy.
Very That's too close. Thin of a barrel.
Was
it a Phillips head or a flathead?
No, dummy. I did it the other way. The butt end of it, you idiot. I have the...
This guy's a psychopath.
The tiniest bullets ever.
Yeah.
It's like piercing through your shirt.
Yeah, ow. What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
No, but that is badass, and I'll tell you, the Gracies, those guys go into like military things and like you know, They get hired to come and train military and police, specifically on hand-to-hand combat, specifically on how to disarm people. Jiu-jitsu in itself, I mean, if you look at kind of what it is, the small, you know, the small joint manipulation or large joint manipulation, the, you know, old school jiu-jitsu is all like standing shit where you grab their hand and they fucking twist him up and you kick his knee out and he's snaps his body in half. It's like, it's not as like practical as Brazilian jiu-jitsu, but, you know, I was if you pull up like an old school jiu-jitsu chart, look up like just Japanese jiu-jitsu chart. I got lost in one day, and it's like there's all these like cool moves where it's like you grab the pinky and you turn it outwards and then you fucking like just fucking put your foot into the side of their knee and then they fucking, you know.
Yeah, but that also takes a lot of like knowing how to do that. Like,
no,
like,
my point is Henzo Gracie.
You do it and everything.
Henzo Gracie is a guy who, if there's anybody in the world that I would say could probably disarm a fucking dude,
yeah,
it's somebody who's super high level jiu-jitsu, but not only just does jiu-jitsu and competes in MMA, but has developed systems and programs for street fighting and you know, he goes in, it's his job to train cops and train military guys on how to disarm people. It's a fucking other level. These guys are no joke.
Well, how do you get closer?
Give me a gun, I'll mug them. I'll mug anyone.
Let's do it right now. You want to pretend it's a knife.
You know my other move? You know what my other move would be too?
Pull your dick out?
A lot of people, yeah. a lot of people would be, when you have a gun, a lot
give
of
me your money.
Yeah.
Just shaking it at them.
I'm so soft. That means I'm serious.
You have it under your shirt like a gun? Give me your money.
It's just a mush flappy taffy. I would put, because a lot of people go like, oh, you're not going to use that gun. You know what I mean? They start kind of charging you, is what I do. Pop one right in the foot, because the foot fucking hurts. You know what I mean? That's enough to debilitate you to be like, ow.
You just made a sound, because there's no silencer that still doesn't go like bang.
Feeney, didn't you shoot guns with me once in Connecticut?
We did. First time I ever fired a gun. I was hitting the fucking heart every time.
Have you shot since?
No, I wanted.
You shot a gun, you weren't hitting the heart every time.
No, I was also hitting the head.
Also, as soon as you shoot, you're going to start feeling adrenaline.
Somebody's coming at you,
yeah,
you're going to start feeling adrenaline. Feeney, your arms could barely hold the gun up.
I was doing
Feeney's
very
just an
well.
American psycho, kind of like.
When I had that AR-15, I was like, just completely, perfectly aimed. It was great.
Feeney's robbing people on the street with an AR-15.
Yeah, I don't understand why you guys aren't listening.
Give me your wallet.
You have a sniper from far away. You're like, with a mega horn. I'm really far away. Give me your money.
Yeah, leave it on the ground. Walk backwards.
All right. Now I'll be there in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, well, look at that. Let's get some plugs out of the way, and then we got to get into some more shit. Paul, you got that Japanese jiu-jitsu.
John Mulaney arrested for long-distance muggings.
I don't know if that's what you were looking for.
Yeah, that's it right there. It's fine. I've moved on from it. There it is. Look at that, guys. Go look it up. This is just somebody stretching, Chan. It's one person. This is somebody doing stretches. Thanks. She's beautiful.
I also don't know if this is the right song.
It doesn't matter. Brendan Sagalo, what do you want to plug, my friend?
Brendan Sagalo on everything, Instagram, Twitter. Listen to my podcast, The Stupid Little Podcast. And June 15th, I'm doing another headlining set at Stand Up New York.
What is he calling it?
I'm calling it Uninterrupted, baby. So if you want to come out to that, use the promo code SAGS on the website for $5 tickets.
Real, real opportunist, Brendan.
Me or they are?
Both
Stand Up New York.
Everyone involved.
I know, it's so gross.
I know. Legion of Skanks did it first. We took advantage of you, but it was great.
How smart was he? Awesome. How smart was Brendan, though? You tried to get him on Real Ass Podcast. He said no, and he held out, and then he parlayed that into a Legion of Skanks appearance.
He didn't say no.
I said no. What are you talking about? No.
You kept tagging him on that he was doing the podcast.
He said he was going to come in next week. He couldn't. He couldn't take off his day job. He's not going to embarrass me. He can take off his stupid fucking day job.
You're not going to embarrass me. I'm saying he's smart.
He's such a cunt.
I'm saying it was smart on you, and it sucked. You lost negotiations. You had to get him on the case.
To take off of work because, you know, but he couldn't.
Well, I also wanted to talk about it on my podcast first.
And
I wasn't going to let you fucking steal my story.
But he got an Legion of Skanks.
You're right. Podcast was a much better platform than the Real Ass Podcast. Fucking 84 people that listen to your podcast.
Not that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I promise you. I promise
you. Don't hurt my feelings.
No, it's his fault. This isn't me hurting your feelings. Can I tell you right now?
No, it is his fault, and you're projecting.
No, I'm saying I'm complimenting you for holding out.
No,
that
Feeny,
was beautiful.
What you're doing is you're putting us against each other.
No, it's always you two against.
If you did that shit here, that story would have been on page 5, baby.
Yeah. Now you have to settle for 6.
If this is like I'm in the bathroom right now, and Zaglo's waiting for the bathroom. And then Feeny walks up and he goes, "Hey, faggot, get out!" Yeah, and then exactly. Runs.
Yeah,
that's a terrific analogy.
That is what happened just now, and now I'm attacking him.
Yeah,
you're not attacking him.
And it's not my fault. It's not his fault.
Certainly. Yeah.
No, I said was he's an opportunist. You said he's an opportunist, and I said how great was that to parlay that instead of doing real. When have you ever invited him on Legion of Skanks? Never. So he was able to say.
What do you do? Why you do?
So now he got on Legion of Skanks, and that's great.
That's true. We need to delete that episode.
No, it was a great episode.
Making me upset
it's
right
too
now.
Late
thinking
to delete
about
it.
Yeah.
No, don't let him do that to you.
All I said is that it was positive. It was a great episode. He did great. There we go.
So you didn't want to do the show? Is that the story that everybody knows?
That's not what I said either.
Is that the story that everybody out there?
Everybody's talking about. That was now that you're on your way back down, you come crawling back to the Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah, he was doing Jim and Sam, the AA show, and then he's like, "I guess Real Ass Podcast will end the press tour."
Look, calling in the Jim and Sam is about half as valuable as doing the Real Ass Podcast in person.
Stop insulting me because of him.
That was an insult on them.
Okay.
I'm not afraid of you, Jim and Sam. Feeny, what you got going on?
At I Am Mike Feeny on all social media, Mike Feeny Comedy, check that out. And most importantly, check out my podcast, also on Gas Digital Network, Irish Goodbye. It's a good time. You can check it out on Thursdays if you're a Gas Digital subscriber, 6 p.m., baby.
Not if you're a subscriber. Everybody watches the live streams for free now, right?
Oh, well, no, I didn't.
How do you not know this? What is going on? Who's your producer?
Dana.
I want to fucking kill her.
And also,
how do you not know that for 3 months, every live stream on the network has been free?
But yeah, but that's SD stream. Who's watching SD?
All right, he knew.
So,
that wasn't him. He knew, and he just doesn't fucking care.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't have a lot of data. You know what I mean, to go around. But what you should do is check out shows I got coming up. Again, MikeFeenyComedy.com. I'm going to be in L.A. in June, and
we're going to L.A. at the end
Austin.
Of June.
Yeah, so come check out shows.
Fuck yeah, dogs.
Yeah, Barrage.
Zachy.
This week, just follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny.
Yeah, guys, Skankfest is almost sold out. I'm going to tell you right now, all the all-access passes are gone, okay? Right now, I think we have about 50 or 60 Saturday passes left. If Saturday is almost gone completely, we're working out the schedule right now. You're not going to want to miss Saturday. Don't just come on Sunday. The whole thing's going to sell out soon. Grab your tickets right now, SkankfestNYC.com. The best comics in the fucking world, period. David Tell this year. We got Jim Norton this year. We've not confirmed Mike Feeny. We got...
confirmed, but it's known.
Michael Che, Pete Davidson. Hopefully Ariana Grande will show up and hang for a minute. You know, just for a minute. How cool would that be if she showed up?
She would hate it.
No, she would love it. Ariana would love it. We get her access into the VIP room.
Oh yeah, a closet.
Step right this way, Ariana.
Dark closet. Yeah,
she's standing next to that fucking mop, that yellow mop thing.
Yeah. Where is
Lewis has built a soundproof room. out of order.
What was that house of horrors that guy actually created?
Is that
H.H. Holmes?
Yeah, Holmes. That's what Skankfest is going to be, and she's going to show up alone.
That, right?
Yeah,
that's going to be so fucking.
Yeah,
good.
That'll be a really cool movie.
I'm team. Whatever DiCaprio does, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, me
forever.
Too.
For the rest of my life. Pretty good. I don't care, bro.
It's a gay way to live your life. SkankfestNYC.com is a website. Shannon, it's okay with the music. I'm fine. GomezComedy.com, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Check out the other pods. Believe you me. Legion of Skanks, all that shit. Oh, my fucking neck. Every bit of my fucking body hurts. It all hurts, guys. But it's going to be worth it. Ryan O'Neill, I know he's not working this hard. It's impossible. There's no way he's working this hard.
Yeah, probably not.
What is his background? Is it the Taekwondo black belt?
Yeah, Taekwondo.
But does he fight normally, or is he just a normal guy?
He's
Who
comic,
is he?
Dude, he's a comic.
Oh, I didn't know he was a comic.
He's a stand-up comic, doggy.
In L.A.?
What does he think? Is he afraid of you?
What?
Is he afraid of you? He doesn't know you,
No,
right?
He's not afraid of me. He thinks it's laughable, my striking. We've been putting up videos.
It's laughable.
Yeah, he was making fun of me. Pull up the video of me and James sparring on my Instagram. So I put up an Instagram video of me and my son just getting into the gym, sparring a little bit, and he was on his last podcast on Danish and O'Neill. Well, no, I
sparring with your 4-year-old?
Here's the thing. Well, he's 5. And
Harrington, though, that one was
that was terrifying.
Well, that was just bum fights. Yeah.
Look, I posted the video of me getting the best of Harrington, and then once in a while you gotta post a video.
Me getting the best of Harrington.
You talk like a Sherlock Holmes character.
This is my son getting the best of me, and I wanted to, you know, show that I'm humble in victory and defeat. So look, slow motion, this is some fucking high quality
work. Who filmed that?
Scorsese. It's fucking cool. I got it, dude. Let me empty this one first. So I'm acting like you're putting your weed in it. It's my weed.
It's cashed.
Look. Watch this. My son's got some fucking hands here. Watch. He's blocking.
Slip. Oh.
Watch this. Now he slips. You'll see. Watch. Here we go. We got the fucking. I throw the fucking two. The cross. He slips. Ooh.
Wow.
Throw the fucking one. Yeah, baby.
He's gonna really beat the shit out of
watch,
you.
Watch. Look at this. Oh, look at his eyes. He doesn't even take his eyes off. Boom.
Wow.
Dude, he's really gonna. You guys, it's gonna be so like funny 18 or 19 years old, and he's gonna have enough experience. And then you guys are gonna get into a fight one day. And
it'd
he's
be so funny if he
beat
like
the shit out of
if
you.
He like hit you, and then you just start turning red, just start beating the shit out of him. I guess that's
who
not funny, but
who did this bomb?
That's way too much water.
Shannon, this is crazy. I just drank Bond water. I'm sick, Shannon.
Thank you.
You think that's going to help my immune system?
That's so funny.
It couldn't hurt it.
I don't know how it works.
Empty it out into Brendan's.
Stupid woman. Stupid woman.
That's so funny. You got to clear it.
Oh, my God.
This is crazy.
That's the most water
Shannon,
I've ever seen.
Shannon, what is wrong with you?
Oh. Look at that. That's awesome. The smoke's coming out.
Weed.
Shannon, when's the last time you smoked weed?
I don't remember. I don't
Today?
Remember. No, I hate weed.
Way
you
more.
You hate a lot of things we
Way
do on
more.
The show.
Yeah.
Keep Why do you hate weed? What does it feel like to you when
you
smoke weed?
Misery. Like, it makes me very nervous, anxious.
Misery.
I think too much. I don't like it.
You're taking too much out now.
You think too much.
No,
you
that's
think that,
perfect.
That couldn't be a fucking a benefit, possibly. Thinking too much, using your brain.
I solve problems and math issues.
I
solve math problems and do my taxes.
I organize my life. What happened?
I hate
did I get
it.
A text.
Yeah.
Uh oh. What is that?
I don't know. I didn't read it. I just saw a
bunch
of. I
got $10 that Sagalo takes a sip of the bong coffee.
No.
Yeah. Why did you say it?
No, I'm definitely not going to.
Oh, you're a fool, Zach.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, let's talk about one of our incredible sponsors here on the show, Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is actually becoming one of the fucking things that I'm using more than any other product. Okay, I'm using the CBD oils, don't get me wrong. I'm using the bong on this show a lot today. But the truth is, Beachbody On Demand is helping me get in shape for this fight against Ryan O'Neal. That's the one thing that I got to say right now is that it's a lot of time, dude. My Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu gym is in Brooklyn, okay? My Muay Thai gym is in Midtown. So I live up in Harlem. So it's very difficult. Sometimes I only have an hour in my day. I can't get all the way to Brooklyn. It's just an hour to get there and an hour to get back. It's a fucking whole to-do, right? 35 minutes to get to Midtown, 35
minutes
to get
back.
It's a lot. Beachbody On Demand is an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts, okay? You've heard of things like Insanity, P90X, T25, Brazilian butt lift, okay? Yeah, these are huge workouts, very popular. They do these workouts in gyms. I'm going to tell you right now, all of these workouts separately, they cost a ton of money to buy. If you bought them online or if you guys purchased these programs, each one of them costs a shit ton of money. They have all of these platforms, over 600 workouts available on Beachbody On Demand. You have them on your tablet, your smartphone, your television, whatever you guys want.
That way, if you're on home, if you're on the road, if you have to do it in a hotel room.
Super easy, dude. If you do T25, it's a 25-minute hardcore cardio workout. That's the one that I do in the morning if I don't have time to go for a jog. Because even going for a jog, coming back, all that other shit, dude, it adds up, right? 25 minutes in and out, hardcore cardio workout. P90X, the best in shape I've ever been in my entire life is when I did Insanity. I did the entire 2-month program, 60-day program. They have hundreds of effective workouts for all fitness levels, from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio to yoga and dance workouts. I know how much you love to dance.
I love dancing.
I know you do. You work out on your schedule. Workouts as short as 10 minutes that don't require extra equipment. Anywhere, anytime, over 1 million people currently are on Beachbody On Demand. So you're not alone, baby. You don't got to feel like a weirdo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes you feel that way, Brendan.
I always feel
like
that way.
Weirdo. So here's the deal, okay? This is the best part of all of it. We're giving you a free trial. You don't even have to pay for it. Sometimes, you know, they go, hey, you know what? Come and sign up for a fucking hold to do, and you got to pay for this, and then this, not the other. Check this out, dog. Free trial membership. When you text REAL, the word REAL, R-E-A-L, to 303030303030, text the word REAL to 303030 right now. You get access to the entire program, the workout program, all the nutritional information as well, which, listen, abs are made in the kitchen. Everyone knows that, Zach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is free, completely free. Go text right now, REAL, 303030. REAL, go text right now, REAL, to 303030. Get your free trial right now. Helps out the show. Help out your life. Help out your family. Help out everybody. That's it. Beachbody On Demand. We fucking love them. All right, let's get back into it.
Let's see. On air, Ralph. Okay. All right. Well, so, Saggy.
Yeah.
Yes?
You were...
This being around you, Zach, I gotta say.
That's great. Talk to me a little bit. You did a Legion of Skanks last week. And I'm going to be honest with you. That episode, that clip that we put up, I think over 100,000 views. It's a big clip for us.
It was great.
Good for you.
you're welcome.
Oh.
No, he really did. It was an interesting story. And I think, you know, the way we talked about it was interesting. And, you know, look. The whole thing is just kind of like, nobody really cares. It doesn't
matter.
No, fucking
it's fucking
matter.
Over.
Nobody outside of
it's
comedy.
Over.
Yeah, it's kind of a dumb thing. And I think people that don't work in comedy don't even get why it would even be slightly a big deal.
No. Nobody even knows about it. When
do you remember when Fat Jew, Fat Jewish, what's that guy's name?
Yeah. Fat Jew.
Jay Oakerson.
Remember when he released his first crowd work album? I thought it was great.
Yeah.
It was really good. Talented guy. No, but remember he was like stealing jokes from people?
Yes.
And it was like this big deal to comics. People were freaking out. I think he stole one of Sam Morrell's jokes even. And then all the comments underneath it, it was so fucking funny. Like all just the people who are following this guy on Instagram were going,
yeah,
who cares? That comedian fucking sucks anyway. Steal all the jokes you want. You did it better. Like that's the perspective. There's nobody gives a fuck. Some dude, just that fucking, some 19-year-old kid, they don't understand why that would even be slightly a big deal.
Because we live in meme culture now where everyone's a curator of humor.
Yeah.
So if you repost something, it might as well be yours.
But then on the opposite side of that, everybody also hates Amy, so they'll comment on. I get like
I think she's a fucking woman. I think
that's exactly what it is.
Like, because even like Mencia, who got like labeled a fucking thief.
And his career's fine.
Nobody really cared. His fan base didn't really give a fuck at all. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, I don't think that her fan base, here's the thing. She started becoming, this is actually the problem with Schumer. This is what happened. She's a chick, and young comedy fans, dudes 18 to 34 years old, they're just not really buying what chicks are throwing down, for the most part. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. When you go into that feminist world, then they completely say, fuck you. Because Amy was really funny when she was doing, like, fucking pussy jokes and sex jokes. And, like, she was just a dirty comic back in the day, right? So then what happens is you become this feminist icon. You get thrust into the spotlight as a leader in the community. So that happened to Ronda Rousey. So the same thing. You get thrust into the spotlight as being sort of an icon in the feminist world. And now you have a responsibility. And when you...
Yeah.
Now everything you say is under scrutiny from that side as well. So both sides fell apart.
She's trying to be both, and it makes her neither.
Yeah, no, well, the reality
is... She's trying to be like, I'm a feminist, but I also sit at the cellar table.
But she... I don't even think she kind of pretends to be that anymore. She's way more being a feminist than like but I'm talking about like when she... In the public spotlight, she...
In public kind of, spotlight, she's a movie
star. I mean,
but
after
all this...
She owns
being a feminist, and she owns being sort of a liberal and anti-gun. And
people leave reviews on my podcast like, Amy Schumer's a bitch. Like, it means nothing. And I'm getting tagged in all of these... That, like, she'll put up a picture of her riding a bike or, like, with her dog. And people will be like, at Brendan Saglow, isn't she a fat cunt? Look at her with her dog.
It's like, Brendan's like, all right, so then I'll like it or retweet
Who's
it.
Who's walking who?
Yeah,
burn.
I almost took a sip of that.
See, you're an idiot, Zach. You fucked up, dog.
It really ruined a good. Up. What could have been a good bit? That would have been the highlight.
See, Shannon's stupidity was just stupidity. What that was, that would have been a brilliant prank. Fine. There's a thin line between a.
Would it have been a prank because you didn't set it up to be a prank?
Yeah, that's a prank.
If it's an accidental,
no, that's one of the best types of pranks where there's nothing
that's broken up. By the way,
I know where there's nothing much more to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you didn't do it on purpose. A prank is on purpose.
No, a prank would have been if Zach would have seen that, been like. Consciously, but like, I'm not going to say anything right now. I'm going to let Brennan drink that.
Or if all he has to do is go like, all he's got to do is make eyes at one of us and go like this, as you grab it, and then that's prank.
We
initiated.
Also have cameras, so it would have been just like amazing. The whole thing would have been really cool and funny. Zach kind of fucked it up.
If he smokes a little more, he still might. So who knows?
That's true.
We got to stop giving him water, too, because then that would be his only option.
That's true.
For drink.
Take away.
Yeah. Yeah, you take away the water, you put the heat up in the room. Yeah. I'm like, so, are you guys hot? Yeah.
Within
so
25
hot.
Minutes, like, I got to drink this. Yeah.
I even know it has the bottom water in it.
Yeah.
I just pour it all over
my head. Do all news stories from the equator.
So look, talk to me what happened ever since you came on Legion of Skanks. I mean, your life's been sort of a whirlwind since doing Legion of Skanks, right?
I would say since the whole Amy thing, the Legion of Skanks were part of it. Wow. But
the whole Legion of Skanks, I would say that's probably the central focus is sort of the bigger deal.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people that fucking are sending me messages calling me like a faggot. And like, they're like, you let her cook. I think a lot of guys are
that's
mad that I didn't. Yeah, it was Mike Harrington.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are mad that I didn't like take her down. You know what I mean? All those people that hate her.
Double egg?
What?
Double egg?
I don't know what that is.
To take down.
Oh.
God damn it. All right, come on, you're a fucking wrestler, Zach. Help me.
I didn't know he didn't know what that meant. It was pretty
funny.
Self-explanatory.
Just laugh a little bit, dude. Fake it.
It's not self-explanatory.
God damn it, Zach. You
double
know,
leg takedown is pretty. I feel like I.
Oh, I thought you said double egg.
Brendan's hungry, by the way. If you haven't noticed, he hasn't eaten today.
Everything you said, is food.
Double egg.
Welcome to the real ass sausage.
Real ass sausage fingers.
Okay, we're talking about cheeseburger deluxes.
Yeah.
Did you get her in a hamlock?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Veal Ass Podcast. Yeah. I'm your host.
The Veal Ass Podcast is the name of the fucking episode.
Yeah, shit. God, sorry, talk to me what happened. What you did the Legion of Skanks.
I love that Sick Lewis can do puns.
Yeah.
That's all I got,
effortlessly.
You know what it is? Like I build up some energy like a video game character, and then I just then eventually I could use one attack and then I gotta sink back down and think whatever's happening.
Boo, boo, boo,
yeah. So what exactly happened afterwards? So you do
Nothing.
Legion of Skanks.
It was just crazy. Everybody...
Fighter and the Kid was talking about you. Burt Kreischer was talking about
what
you.
What was that? Because I didn't hear
Fighter
and the Kid. What did Callan say?
I don't know. I think at first they were sort of defending Amy's right to do that. And I think what happened was their version of the story. I think, and I could be getting this
wrong. Yeah, because I got
wrong.
A bunch of tweets. Because
I didn't listen either. But I believe what happened was their producer intern... told the version of the story as Amy bumped a younger comic at Caroline's, just meaning you were doing a set and she came in and bumped you, which is obviously a right of every comic.
Sure.
They didn't understand that you were doing a headline set. It was your first night. You were 10 minutes into your set and then she came in, which is, once again, at the very worst case, just a kind of a fucking faux pas. It's not really
just
a big deal.
Dick.
You don't do
move,
it.
Yeah.
You know, no real headliner would ever let her do that. I mean, I guess you would, but it would be...
Well, I don't know what to say. And then there's tons of fucking... Like, a comic tried to say to me the other night. She was like, I wish that would happen to me. I'd say no.
Yamanika?
Like, yeah. it was Dat Fan, actually. he's going with this new thing. But it's like, no, you wouldn't. You wouldn't fucking say shit. You wouldn't do shit.
I would. I promise you I would.
You would, because you're a psychopath.
No, I'm not a psychopath. I wouldn't do it in a shitty way. I would say, oh, yeah. I was like, of course, at the end of my set. It would be as simple
as
that.
Well, it also felt this like... It felt like a...
Go ahead.
It felt like you picked it up and then hung up?
You could have just pressed the side
button. I have a new iPhone. I've never done this.
You press
the side button.
Don't touch my phone.
That's worse because you answer it and then you...
They're just going to call back. Turn the sound off at least.
I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about.
You were saying that...
You were in a situation where you were fucked.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure some people would be like, no. But also, it was... It kind of felt like this big night. It felt like this thing. It was like, okay, whatever. It didn't feel like, oh, this bitch is
coming. So talk to me
in.
After. We know all this, though. Yeah. What happens after?
Well, she DM'd me and stuff. And then she left that. I mean, she must be going through something because I'm only talking about it because people are asking me to talk about it. She's talking about it for no fucking reason.
Yeah, she should. Weirdly
she should stop talking about it.
She should be above it.
All right, so anyway,
she left a long comment
yeah,
on one of
up.
My pictures, basically saying, like, you know...
Can we have the comment? Hold on, pull
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna... No.
This is a comment. This is the day after Legion of Skanks, or 2 days maybe, later. She goes, Brendan posted a picture of himself on stage at Caroline's, then Amy comments underneath it, much love to you, Brendan. You did a great show, and you and I both know the truth. The show was great, and you were kind to let me go up, and the crowd was very happy.
That's a weird thing to say right there.
Yep. Maybe people can hold men as accountable for doing things physically or psychologically to hurt women as much as they held me accountable for getting permission from you to do 10 minutes on stage during the only window of time I had to prepare for SNL. You are hilarious and kind, and I look forward to working with you more. Thank you for not taking the bait and being tempted to vilify me and lie when so many people who weren't there did. That seems personal. Did these people speak out against comedians who have been accused of actual crimes? No. If a male comic had come by and done what I did at your show, the headlines would have said that a cool thing happened to you. They will say it's because I'm not funny, in parentheses, I am, or that I've stolen jokes, in parentheses, I never have and never will, but you kept it real and so did I. See you out there. Love, Amy. So apparently people started trashing her on Brendan's timeline, which is hilarious.
I know.
People just don't even give it. People aren't even starstruck at this point. They're like, yeah, fuck you, bitch. How about you walk off a fucking cliff? They didn't give
people
a fuck.
People were, I mean, commenting on
your friends
it,
and fans were like, just like, fuck off, okay?
Yeah, they did not like
and
it.
And then I guess she went on to say, oh, this was supposed to be a private message.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre.
That is bizarre.
Because that's a full PR statement right there. That was like, she hit on every topic she's ever been railed about. From like a man doing something to being like people saying she's not funny, to people saying she stole material. She's going back years in terms of and addressing all of it in one.
Well, I know for a fact she watched the Legion of Skanks thing. I know because, you know, whatever. Through the grapevine. I just know because she said something to somebody that I'm friends with about it specifically. So I know for a fact she watched that. And look, dude, you know, take all the other shit aside, right? You know, we do make fucking jokes and we trash her. Legion of Skanks never called Amy Schumer a joke thief. We were the ones who were like, yeah, it's parallel thinking. It's kind of lazy. Yeah. That was sort of our position.
Actually defended her.
Yeah, that's the reality. So don't fuck it. It's not like we're sitting there just trashing a chick to trash a chick. What she does in the way she responded to it, because, dude, the 10 minutes is one thing, right? It's just one thing. But then the way she responds to it and the way she sort of, it seems like she's still bullying you and intimidating you and sort of having these veiled, I don't want to say threats, but just kind of like they're there. And I want you to pull up the message.
Well, not a threat, more like think of what could happen if this goes well.
I don't know. It was such a weird thing because I was just trying to be polite. I've never talked to somebody that was at this level of like damage control. You know, I thought she was going to just message me and be like, hey, man, crazy.
She just shouldn't give a fuck. This just isn't a big deal. She should literally be like, oh, yeah, whatever. I don't know. I was warming up for SNL. Brendan let me go up. It's his choice, not yours. She would literally be right. She'd be like, oh, yeah, Brendan should have said no. It's his right to say no. I would have walked the fuck away. I would have walked down the street. And then she would have been right. Yeah. She would have been absolutely right if she'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I asked the headliner. He said it was cool. You know, in my mind,
it is my show. I can have 100% happen.
100%. You can get fucking get bent over right in front of your mom, dad, family.
I wouldn't call it bent over, but
you know, really spread. You're right. Spread legs
more,
up.
You know,
legs up.
Controlling the show and taking leadership. But yeah, okay. Whatever.
It's so funny that by like Friday before SNL, people were like, how many people were telling you like, dude, she's going to ask for you to interrupt her monologue
people
on SNL. I was like, are you crazy? Do you have any idea?
Well, if Amy
do you know how bad
was
that would have went if I interrupted her SNL?
Yeah, people,
first of all,
you would have gotten
30% of the audience might, no, 5% might have known.
Nobody
and then I go
known.
Up. Nobody knows
not
me.
One.
I bomb for
known.
5 minutes.
On national television, live.
You guys like sleep at
this
me
wasn't
mask?
A big story anywhere else except
like
the New York
you
comedy
did your
community.
Own bit.
Yeah, well, that's
that was his own bit.
Yeah, I have a sleep at
though I will say, had both genders been reversed, this might have also been a story.
Or have been hotter.
Oh, if a guy kicked
if
a girl off
a
stage?
Guy,
oh,
was a girl
yeah.
A girl.
Please, Amy. Oh, my fucking God.
I don't think we're addressing that part.
Yeah, imagine fucking Bill Burr came in and kicked some young girl on her first fucking night on stage, off stage, and said, it's my stage now, bitch. Are you fucking crazy?
Yeah.
It would be, the female comedy community would be fucking up in arms. And by the way, nobody even gives a fuck that Amy did that to Brendan. I really feel that way. No, it's just kind of like you wouldn't do it, and you kind of go, all right, it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I kind of get it. It's more afterwards the way she talked to him in those private messages. And then here, pull up this message right here. Pull it up again, Shannon.
The comment on my thing?
The comment on his thing.
He just has all your personal
It says my social security number.
So, much love to you, Brennan. So, you and I both know the truth. That's the first moment of weird.
Yeah.
It's almost like she's saying to you, Brennan, you and I both know the truth. Even though you didn't necessarily portray this the exact way that it's out there. You and I both know.
Yeah.
That's also like when when somebody's like, you know, he hits her, right? And he's like, babe, you and I know the truth.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a weird thing. It's a weird thing, I feel like, to say that she shouldn't have said that she texted you ahead of time to see if
that
it was okay. Like, whoever the I know it wasn't probably her, but the PR person, whoever was like, just put out there
did she text you ahead of time?
No.
She said that?
She said
that. In the Page Six article. That's what it said.
Well,
it was like,
she didn't
it was
say
like
it.
Amy. Yeah, she it was like said, a representative of yeah. Amy said that
Whoa.
She.
Whoa. And that's also a weak way to fucking do it because she can go, oh, yeah, go put that out there. I never said that. Right. This was
the but it also said that they're friends. She's like, they're friends, and he texted her. She
Nobody
texted him ahead of time.
Is friends with Brendan Segel. This needs to be fucking very clear. This is a liar. That's a problem. So the show was great, and you were kind to let me go up there, and the crowd was very happy. Once again, kind of sucking her own dick, right? The crowd was very happy.
They did go crazy, though. Someone was literally crying.
Someone was crying.
Crying
yeah.
in the front row.
You didn't include that the last time we were talking about this.
Oh, sorry.
Somebody was crying detective. In the front row.
Crying, like scream crying, like the Beatles just came from
Liverpool.
Louis
just yelled at me like a teacher.
Well, you're I mean, like, you gotta include all the
that.
Details, dude.
No, it's not a great story.
What am I supposed to? I forgot to mention someone was crying in the front row.
That was a big deal.
When
she addressed it.
No,
addressed
what
it
I did say. And
do
what,
you how know how nothing of a thing it is for him for someone to be crying in the front row?
Every time
mean?
I come on, people
yeah.
are crying.
Yeah.
No, but I said that when her name was said, everybody was like, they all looked, they all saw it. Yeah. They were like, they were pumped up.
Okay. So, now this is where it goes fucking batshit, okay? Maybe people can hold men as accountable for doing things physically or psychologically to hurt women as much as they held me accountable for getting permission from you to do 10 minutes on stage. First of all, it's a fucking run-on sentence. During the only window of time I had to prepare for SNL. That is crazy shit right there. I don't know what you want me to say. This has nothing...
A part of me feels like it's her publicist doing all this.
This has nothing to do...
It's
with women being hurt by men. This has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Nothing. To even bring that up.
Social issue.
To even bring that up in this conversation, it makes it, it's so stupid. It's so irresponsible. What you do is now you're making people fight against that argument. What she's doing is she puts that out. She goes, oh, cool. This is my rebuttal. Now, the second you start arguing against that, because people don't pay attention to details, people don't pay attention to anything, then it goes, well, look, you're arguing for men being abusive to women.
Right.
And on this show, we are half the time, okay? Maybe you've never listened to this show. Now, let me keep it serious. We do not. But the reality is she's doing, that is a person who knows how to argue.
Yeah.
And a person who knows how to be manipulative. You know, what do they call it? They call it gaslighting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they make you crazy, right? You go like, wait a minute, am I wrong now?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Well, I never thought
because that's what she's doing. She's like, yeah, and you know, maybe people can hold men accountable. Now I go, well, hey, fuck you, that's stupid. And they go, oh, well, what are you saying? Men shouldn't be accountable? And go, well, no, men should be accountable, but let's get real. You know what I mean? There's statistics out there. Maybe they should go to the police. And then you're in this whole other thing, and now you're Kurt Metzger.
And it's just Lewis just punching a woman in the face, like, how did we get here?
You said you'd get your own place right away.
Fuck me. You get what I'm saying? That is a crazy, crazy tactic right there.
Yeah.
And this is what people who don't actually have substance, what they say. This happens a lot on the left. When they have no substance, they start arguing these emotional issues that don't have anything to do with what's really going on here, which it's, Amy, you bumped him off stage during his headlining set and then sort of bullied him afterwards. You should be just going like, hey, you know what? I'm sorry, Brendan. I didn't realize that was going to be an issue. There was obviously miscommunication here. Thank you for the stage time. Let me know if I can do something for you. Because, you know, maybe do you want to open up for me on a show? Do you want to fucking? Is there somebody I could, you know, submit a writing packet for you? That's a comic.
That's like way too much.
No,
though.
It's not.
That's over the top.
It's not.
To be if like, I, let I, me hold submit on. Writer's if, packets
whatever
for
it
you
is, dude.
Like
introduce
that.
You to a fucking producer. Yeah. It doesn't matter. That's not the point, okay? It's not too much. If you, every time she comes back in what looks like some sort of, you know, sign of solidarity and sort of like, hey, Brendan, it's me and you. You know, it's always this thing to position herself to look better, position herself to be a victim in this thing. And it's kind of every time she's kind of putting the fact that Brendan is sort of the fuck. I don't want to say victim because it's a fucking weird
way to put
it.
I'm not a victim.
But no, if there's a fucking victim here, it's you. If there is a victim in this story, it's the audience at Caroline's. That's not real. That first 10 minutes, great. That last 30, whoo. Ooh, doggy. Not fun.
It was all really good, actually. So thank you to everybody. That I thought it was great.
Shit. No, you didn't.
Oh yeah, I did.
I'm getting. We Mike and I went up to take him off stage, and he goes like this. He goes, "Good night, everybody!" And he turns around and hugs Cannon and looks through me while he's hugging Cannon and goes, "Was that terrible?" As he was on stage, that was the first words out of his mouth, but it was good.
Thank you.
Pull it back up. We gotta break this down more. This is crazy.
It's just like...
You're hilarious and kind, and I look forward to working with you more. Thank you for not taking the bait and being tempted to vilify me and lie when so many people who weren't there did. Now, what's the lie that
was told? Why would I lie?
But what was any lie that was told?
That we're, like, best friends, and then she...
That was her lie!
Yeah, I know.
The lies were coming from...
Thanks for not believing my lies.
But what was the end game with that? Were they thinking, like, oh, yeah, if you say he's friends, it'll make him look good, and then I just have to pretend to all my friends...
Yeah, we'd be like, oh, show us your phone number.
Yeah,
text them.
I was like, oh, yeah, I never told you guys I'm best friends with Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
I have to carry the lie?
Like, wait a minute, I've never seen Brendan and Amy in the same place at the same time. Brendan is Amy. Amy is.
I write laces out on the Caroline's wall everywhere.
So
interrupted in blood.
Let's see. Thank you. There we go. Did these people speak out against comedians who have been accused of actual crimes? No. Did these comedians, as in Legion of Skanks? Yeah. Yeah, if there's comedians accused of actual crimes, we 100% have spoken out against them.
You think that was targeted at you?
100%, yes. This is the only big fucking show he did was my show. Yes, Jim and Sam.
She does say people, though, so she could mean a bunch of different people. No. If she said comedians,
I'm taking this very personally. Yeah. These people, first of all, no, it's not about us, obviously. It's not completely, but it's about that type of fan base and that type of fucking mindset, right?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean, dude, yeah, nobody fucking defended Cosby. Nobody defended Cosby. Did we have a beauty pageant for his rape victims? Yes. But that's celebrating them.
That's to help him feel good after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, nobody was out there defending fucking Cosby. Nobody defended, who else was accused of an actual crime?
Weinstein?
Yeah, nobody defended Weinstein. Nobody's out there fucking doing it. Lou wasn't accused of a crime.
TJ?
Oh, TJ, yeah.
Was he accused of a crime?
Pussy bottle thing?
That was not a crime.
That's not a crime?
Third base. They call that Puerto Rican foreplay.
It's called kissing.
We call that tapping the Rockies. Once the bottle turns red, she's ready.
But yeah.
No, he wasn't accused of a crime. TJ Miller. I mean, yes, now he's been accused of fucking calling in a fake bomb threat, but that's not what the conversation is.
Yeah.
But who's the guys who were actually arrested and accused of actually committing a crime, raping somebody? Yeah, we defended Louis. I still defend Louis. He didn't fucking commit a crime, dude. He had an adult conversation with other women that are also adults. Mm-hmm. And who gives a fuck? We're not nerds. Whether it's at work or anywhere else, I just don't give a fuck. I've had so many women that have been above me in the industry, been above me in jobs, that have hit on me and fucking said, hey, I want to fuck. And I'm an adult and I go either yes or no. Most of the time it was yes.
Yeah.
But the reality is I didn't go, oh my God, she's using her power against me. If I don't fuck this chick, I'm not going to be able to get further in my career. You know what happens? That in my head, if that was the case.
You notice how this plate has 7 buffalo wings on it?
But, you know, in my head, if that is going to stand in the way of me getting somewhere, me not fucking some fucking chick, right? And that's my only path to victory here. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't be doing this, right? That's the way that I truly look at myself. I'm like, you know what? I felt pressured because this was, you know, he's above me. He's powerful.
Yeah.
If you don't have enough respect for yourself to walk away and go, no, I'll get another job.
It just like a story.
I'll do some other fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I've walked away from fucking jobs. I've walked away from projects for whatever reason. In my mind, we create. This is what we do. We're comedians. From thin air, we tell fucking jokes and we write things down on paper and we sort of create money. It's a very magical fucking stupid thing. This is why it actually really excites me about comedy, right? I write words down in a fucking computer on a pad and then eventually that turns into actual dollars. And that's fucking crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's batshit. That's like magic to me. That's like creating fucking money. And
those dollars turn into Chuck E. Cheese tokens.
And those Chuck E. Cheese tokens
turn into Tootsie
turn
Rolls.
Into toys.
Yeah.
And those toys
turn into real boys.
Real boys.
Get swallowed by a whale.
Okay. So.
This is so.
Let's see what else. Real crimes? No. Where? Who are the people? Did anybody? I don't know anybody who defended Bill Cosby or Harvey Weinstein. Like jokingly, yeah. Why, Shannon? What? What are you looking at me for?
No. I just heard a bang in the other room, but no one else is here.
Do you want me to kill you? Yeah. Oh, well, let me check. I'm gonna have you fucking get killed. Actually, no. Go check because The show can't go on without me. The show can't go on without me. What am I supposed to say? Shannon, we can get another producer. You're great.
Just gets fucking departed shot, like, right out of the elevator.
It would appear Shannon's dead. How'd it happen? Guys, time to guess the news.
Yeah.
It's humor. She just rappelled up the side of a building. What was that?
She's wearing, like, fucking bags on her shoes and shit. It's two Departed references in, like, 20 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, buddy.
It's pretty good.
Go for three. There's an X on the window.
Yeah.
I got an iPhone.
Yeah, you did. How's it feel?
What did you have before?
I can tell you where you already fucked up, though. AT&T? You didn't get the Plus, right?
I got an older one.
Yeah, but there's still older versions of the Plus. Oh, it is a Plus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's the
iPhone
6S
Plus.
Yeah, that's the one I have.
6S Plus, and
it's good for your fingers to type.
Yeah, I'll tell you why I got it. My phone broke; it just didn't turn on. And I've had like three phones in the past like 2 years, and I was like, "This is getting crazy." Okay, mm-hmm. I know, fucking Steve Jobs would do me no wrong.
Nah, dude, that's gonna be the same exact.
Yeah, I
thing.
Can't believe you haven't had it yet. And also, the way it syncs up with your computer, so much easier.
I don't use any of that shit. I'm not one of those guys.
Okay.
I'm not that guy.
You don't ever.
That's some Sagal out. Oh, did we finish the Sagal? Did we finish the Schumer?
No, thing? You're in the middle of it actually. Yeah.
I was about to start a new fucking topic.
Yeah, you're making a whole point about it.
They will say it's because I'm not funny. I am. That I've stolen jokes and I've never. It's just weird. Or we get you're funny. You don't have to keep on reminding.
Well, there's
everybody.
More comments too, but there's.
But you kept it real, and so did I. See you out there. Okay. Where the fuck is she going to see you?
I don't know.
A well, maybe somewhere? Maybe opening up for him.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Or her, I should say.
Maybe opening up for her. Maybe never again.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Did you take that as sort of a dicky post?
I don't know. At this point, I'm looking at it like, I'm kind of going like, Amy, stop. Yeah. I'm like, stop it. You're
it
fucking,
just doesn't matter.
What are you doing? Like, just leave it alone. It's okay.
It's also just not even a big deal.
It's not a big deal. Everybody's making it a big...
People would have forgotten about this in a day.
I
and
know.
She responded.
But then responding to the comments of like Sagalow's friends
yeah,
and
was.
People like
That's
ripping
right.
out.
What did they say? What did she say to them?
She said something like... that message was supposed to be private, but thanks for the support, everybody. Or something like that.
But it's since been deleted, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she deleted that comment.
Well, yeah.
What? What?
No. And the plot takes a turn.
Well, she did message me, and it was all kind of nice. It wasn't, like, bullying or anything. But she did say, like, she went, that message was supposed to be private, blah, 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 if you want to delete it. And I went... I didn't really say anything to that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
if
she goes,
you want to delete it, it's one of those. It's
well, she goes. She said, "I'm so sorry. Can you actually delete the comment? I really didn't mean to start this up again. Blah blah blah. If you're uncomfortable with it, I get." She said that if you're uncomfortable with it, I get it. And I just went, "Can't you delete it yourself?" And then
really?
I said, "Can't you just delete?" I was like, "This is it's ridiculous. If I deleted that comment,
yeah,
it would
weird.
Be just so ridiculous. Like she's just tossing me around." So yeah. I was like, can't
delete
you
yourself? Right.
Yeah, I go, can't you delete it yourself? And then I went, why do you give a shit? Who cares? Let them talk. Who cares?
Yeah, of course.
And she didn't respond back to that, but she deleted it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think it's even her?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Let me tell you something. I know certain people. I won't say who. Right.
Yeah.
That they hire companies that do all of their social media.
Yeah.
All of it. Every single bit of it. Right. And I mean. A lot. I know like four or five guys, some that aren't even that big, right?
Yeah.
So I don't even think that's her. I don't think any of this is her.
I think
her.
That's an assistant.
I think that is a fucking assistant.
Maybe she's looking
and
at it going like, what the fuck are you doing?
She's a moron and was like, please delete it. Oh my God, I'm about to fucking really get in trouble for this. I don't think any of this is even Amy.
Yeah.
I think all of the personal messages, everything that's
it's
coming through.
It's too crazy to be...
Why like, would somebody fucking
I, that would
care.
Actually be that would be a relief I feel like to,
I know
that'd be like oh thank God like but if it was I think that it would be great of her to come out and be like sorry I've had a personal assistant doing this whole time
but then it looks like that looks like when celebrities get caught doing stupid shit they're like oh yeah my phone was hacked.
Yeah
it's
yeah.
true but also at the same time it's like if that's the truth then that actually would you know help but then that doesn't answer the assistant didn't go on stage for you know what I mean and
yeah,
like the assistant
true.
Didn't cut Brendan off
but that's not really the biggest deal I think the going on stage is probably the least embarrassing part of all
well
of this
at this point
Amy.
There's been a lot happening yeah, yeah. with the A lot of comments.
Just mismanaged, whatever way you want
yeah.
to slice it.
It's just so. As the, it's the, but that's what I'm saying though, when you go think about, you know, She has like a movie. Is a movie still in theaters currently? And then she's trying to host another. She's got a lot going on. Yeah. And then to have just constantly being tagged.
Giving a shit about me?
Yeah, having to give a shit about you is probably a thing where she was just like, I need to just stop this right now. And then be like, here's this comment. And you know, when you tweet something, if you're angry or something, then afterwards, three seconds later, being like, fuck.
It would be funny to picture her sending that big message and putting it on my photo and then being like, that'll solve everything.
Yeah.
That'll fix it all. And then people being like, what the fuck?
If I was Amy, I would have blocked Sagalow and everything, right? I would have called every comedy club in New York and be like, I will never come there if you work this guy. And I would have had him fucking blacklisted from the industry.
What would I have done?
She had balls.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she should have, but
that wouldn't have played well for her. But I think that's the other thing, too. Is
play
a comic,
better than this.
Listen, man, I get it. If you're a comic, you know what I mean? Like, I don't care how big you are. There gets to a point where you always still want the respect of other comics. And when there's a shit ton of comics trashing you about what you did, you feel the need to fucking, even if you're a movie star, you got to be like, I still want to fucking sit at the lunch table when I come back and, you know, chill with you guys. You know?
We know she wants to sit at the lunch table. That is not the argument here.
All right, pull up this Kendrick Lamar story because we got to get out of here somewhat soon. Oh, let's talk about Kendrick. This was at a concert. Where was this concert at, Shannon? Give me some background on this. I don't really know much.
Alabama.
I don't know much about it, but it was an interesting story, and I'd love to get your takes on it, boys and ghouls. Also, I'd say right now, if you love the show, you should know we have like 260 episodes or so available on demand anytime you want, HD, ad-free, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Gasdigitalnetwork.com is the website, and you get all the shows plus every other podcast on the network, 15 shows on Gas Digital Network, including Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, the Irish Goodbye Podcast, Roastmasters, and many more. $7 per month if you use the promo code RAP. So normally $8.50, just $7 a month. You get a 14-day free trial. Here's all the benefits. You get the entire library for every show, okay? It's just the latest 15 episodes on iTunes and the latest one episode on YouTube, right? But if you want the entire library, you get them there. You get them 5 days before they go to iTunes or Google Play or anywhere else. So you get pre-release on the episodes. You get ad-free. People fucking hate advertisements. We have an amazing live chat. Shannon, give me what's going on in the live chat. Give me the last couple comments in the live chat. Look, we engage with the live chat. It's fucking nuts. Fucking, you got Shannon.
First, they were saying, does Shannon live or does Shannon die when I left the room?
There we go.
6+ bros, Galaxy S8. Plus is too big. I got the 6S.
Give me their names. Give them a little shout out, Shannon. They need some love. That's why they're paying.
Okay. Scrumly asked if I lived or died. Buddy C. Buddy says 6S plus. Maxim says Galaxy S8. Scrumly again. Plus is too big.
Scrumly. That's how you say that guy's name.
Interesting.
Scrumly.
Say, look, we incorporate Scrumly everybody in the chat. We got a fucking message board. We got all this stuff, guys. So it's just $7 a month. Use the promo code RAP. Go subscribe at Gas Digital today.
Hoorah.
So what happened here, Shannon? Where was this at?
So it was in Atlanta. Kendrick Lamar brought up a fan, a white chick, on stage to sing a song. And she didn't.
Here, let's play the video. Let's play it.
She's supposed to be producing Irish Goodbye right now. Wait. I stole that. Shannon said that before. I stole that joke from Shannon.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Am I not cool enough?
I mean, that's such a
get the uncut version of this because it's very cringy when you
don't bring up a white girl to sing that song.
You know what's
that Mad
happen.
City? It's like that's literally the entire.
And also, she should know to not do that, even if she says that.
Yeah,
word
there
in
is
the
that
song.
Element of it.
It's like, okay, I'm in front of I did karaoke in Atlantic City, and I was doing "Forgot About Dre," and I was like, all right, I'm not gonna say
it's Atlantic City, dog. All right,
not gonna say. I know, but still.
It was a weird way to work in your Atlantic City story about how you did karaoke.
I thought it might. Yeah.
You know how Kendrick's doing this? Okay, I got to work this in. Now's
I have
my
certain
time.
Goals whenever I do a
you
podcast.
Have talking
I go,
points.
Got to talk about karaoke.
You learned a lot from
on.
Amy then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's sing.
Are you ready? This embarrasses her.
You ready? What's your name?
A.D. Bryant.
She said, "Where we started at."
Oh. This is a big fucking moment. This fat white chick.
Yeah.
She's never had one moment of good attention in her entire life.
Where I got you.
Oh my god.
She's so confident.
She's hammered.
This is like knowing the end of Titanic. Like, you know what's gonna happen. So I'm like feeling the cringe already. I'm like,
I love it.
Oh no, she's having such a good time. She doesn't know it's gonna sink.
Go ahead.
all got along. They probably got me down by the end of the song. Seems like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I get yacht, yacht, yacht.
Oh, see? Oh, wait a second. Pause it a second.
Shannon's not here.
Pause. Oh, damn it. Shannon's not here.
Shannon, pause it.
Shannon, pause that, nigga.
She didn't say it the first time. The first time when she said it, she went, "Mah," and then didn't say anything, and then was like,
you know what? No.
All right, I feel like...
What am I doing?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
How many times am I going to get this
she
opportunity?
Probably doesn't
and then
even,
said it,
I know, I know.
And then
right?
is like, well, I might as well...
She probably doesn't even know that... People can hear her. When you're on stage, people are cheering. The fucking music is loud.
I would assume the acoustics are a little bit strange. She doesn't have
she
one of those earpieces
know, yeah.
in. The monitors aren't
she
fucking
doesn't know that
going
the,
crazy.
Yeah, it's going out.
Yeah, she definitely can't. But the first time, she didn't say it. And then she went all in on that second time. That was the only word I heard her
maybe
say.
Maybe she was doing it in a frequency like Yanni and Laurel, and she assumed black people wouldn't be able to hear it.
Yeah.
Shannon, what are you doing out there? I don't understand.
She didn't
happening.
Have an earpiece, but she had eyeballs. So she probably should have known not to do that.
That's so true.
Who is it? Okay, I mean, we're in the middle of a fucking thing. I need you to play the video more and then stop it. And this person needs to suck a fucking dick.
We're
gonna
see
who
comes in.
This is crazy.
Whoever comes in, though, should be yelled at.
Yeah, maybe. Who the fuck is it? I mean, we're
beeping again.
You know, this isn't how we do a show. You can't leave during a fucking bit where. You're the person controlling the video.
I like how you're still looking and talking at the chair that she's not in.
She's not even in the room.
She has to edit this. So yeah. She's going to know it in post. Who was it?
I they weren't in the elevator.
Oh,
it's a ghost. Good job, Shannon.
How ghost was your first thing to go
to. Oh, it's a ghost. Yeah. Great. So you're saying this place is haunted.
Oh, great. It's a ghost.
I continue.
Wait.
Listen.
Fuck you, bitch!
Oh my God. Pause that, please, for
her to
think.
Splice that out.
For her to think that that's her first, like, why are men? Because I'm not cool enough. Like, that to me is the craziest part.
I think she's hammered.
She's got to be hammered,
she's
right?
She's hammered, dude.
Okay.
Here's why Kendrick Lamar's a fucking asshole, okay? Because he fucked this girl, dude.
Yeah.
And I get that it's kind of funny to him. That's what he was doing. He was doing a gag. He knew what the fuck was going to happen.
Yeah, of course.
There's no way. There's no way. He knew this was going to happen, and he goes, she's either going to omit it, which who gives a fuck? I invited a fan on stage. Or she's going to say it, and it's going to be a fucking hilarious moment where I get to stop and go, whoa, what? Record scratch?
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny, but I don't even think that he realized exactly how like aggressive the crowd was going to get. Because listen on more.
What he should have done was he should have went like, I knew you were going to do... He should have admitted it and been like, I knew you were going to do that. Ha, 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 ha. So funny. And everybody would have laughed. And then he'd been like, all right, let's do this.
Just bringing a fucking drunk white girl up on stage. She's nervous. Yeah. Good.
What's up?
My boy Rohan kind of knew the rules a little bit.
Well, it's just really cool, bro. You have to work.
You got to bleep one single word, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I do it?
Yeah, you did it.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, this is awful.
She should stay up here.
I got you.
Even the way she's condescendingly talking to him like a black person is even more offensive.
Oh, she's gonna have to pay all their phone bills this month.
Now, look, all the windows out of her sails now. Look at her face. Look at that face right there.
Yeah. If she was funny, she would have just fucking doubled down and just said all the words were the end.
N-word.
N-word.
Oh, and she got it wrong.
Yeah.
Rick, you gotta shit down memory lane.
Oh, no.
Listen.
Make some noise for Roman one time.
But at one point, I didn't hear her say
you can't let her do the verse.
But at one point, she goes, I was just trying to sing it how it was written, which in a weird way, I mean, I kind of...
It's art. Still art.
Yeah, what do you want me to say? You know, is that really offensive to fucking anybody? Anybody, it's fake outrage. If you're a person in the crowd, you've worked yourself up to the point where you're going, fuck this bitch.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that really, That really made you that upset, especially if you're white. And I guarantee you, there was white. You saw those thumbs going up? Those were fucking straight up white. It wasn't the bottom of the palms. Yeah. You saw the fucking outside of the hand.
Yeah.
You know that was a white guy, okay? White people booing and losing their mind when everybody in their car rolls up the windows and fucking sings it themselves.
Or rolls down it in traffic.
Yeah.
And just yells at different cars. But what was I going to say?
It's all right. Well, no, she probably. I'm assuming she got fucking flamed on social media. What's the follow up with that chick?
You know what I was gonna say? If I get it, if you're like black and you hear a white person say it's like cringy, you're like, oh, fuck. But to give a shit when she's saying it in a song, if she just went up with a microphone and was like just saying the N word to everybody, then I get the thumbs down thing.
What is it, Legion of Skanks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
that'd be thumbs up.
I understand that she. No, here's really what happened, is he fucked her. He put her
She got caught up in the moment. I would assume he spotted her if she's in the front row, and he was like, look at this drunk mess.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my watch God, that is a lot of woman.
Watch this.
Yeah. And he, you know, look, and I'm sure he didn't know that it was going to go that bad for her, but what happened? Is there any more follow-up on who she is?
No.
I'm sure there is.
I'm looking at a more recent article right now, but it just says.
Try to find. Try to find
things like "I got you" or like "I'm not cool enough."
So
is like
cringy.
That's more embarrassing to me than saying the N word.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's just you're taking advantage of a fat white girl who's like socially awkward, never been on stage in front of a million people before.
But she was
like,
confident. She wasn't shy.
Yeah,
it's like she had been there before.
She should have fucking debated him. She would have been. It's in the song. It's in the song you wrote.
I would definitely wouldn't have debated. I wouldn't have argued for it. It's not exactly a jury of your peers. You know what I mean? It's
you and Mo the Monster. True. I'm having a bad week.
Yeah, you are not winning that case.
The fan apologized. She was given another chance. Many on social media celebrated Lamar's decision to call out the woman for using the N-word. So glad I was able to witness such a historical event. Wrote one Twitter user. Ugh, what can I say? We love a king. Wrote another. But others said it was unfair for the rapper and the crowd to turn against her. She merely tried to sing the actual lyrics to the song. I just feel bad for her because if artists don't want to sing certain words, maybe don't put them in your songs for the entire public to hear. He got mad because someone sang the lyrics to a song he wrote after he pulled her on stage. Sounds stupid. Yeah, I gotta agree with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know,
who cares?
It's just very silly, and it's also this is where you have a responsibility for him, right? Because he wants to like take the praise for being like, yo, I fucking. You know, I stomped out racism, and it's like, dog, like, you're perpetuating racism by making a big deal out of something stupid.
Yeah.
And you know, who the fuck knows what happened? This girl probably was fucking, dude, she was probably kidnapped after this show, turned into a fucking sex slave, fucking beaten with fucking belts and wire hangers. Who knows what happened to this chick? We don't know who she is. She might be dead.
I don't think she's dead.
She's dead.
Yeah, that was
She's 100% dead. I read it. She died.
She died.
She died. I swear to God, she was kidnapped by Kendrick Lamar fans.
I think she said, like, she was like, it's kind of ruined my life. People are sending me messages and shit.
Did she say that?
I think so. I might have just made that up.
It was Amy Schumer in another message. All right. Let's get some questions going. It's been a great show so far.
It's a question.
Shannon, how can they join the conversation?
You can go to gomezcomedy.com to the contact section and put Real Ass Questions in the subject line. Or you can reach out to Lewis on Instagram, Gomez Comedy, or on Twitter, Lewis J. Gomez.
All right. Here we go. Let's see. Lots of questions. Oh, shit. We had way less. When will you guys start broadcasting from the New Gas Digital Studio? Josh Stamps wants to know. I think next week. Shannon, where are we at on that?
Yeah, we're going to start testing some shows that don't have as many visual elements early next week. So by the following week, I'm thinking we should be going full force.
Okay. All right. Let's see. This is Grim underscore Deluxe says, my question is for Zach. Is not funny. Yesterday I was watching Big J set from the Comedy Underground in 2014, and sure enough, there was the sniper sitting in the front row. Was he already in comedy, and was that a, or and was a plan or just a coincidence? And is it true Skittles will fall out when you shake him?
I was going to see Jay, and the audience coordinator put me in the front row.
Yeah, you were already comic for a while.
Yeah,
already doing this podcast, I think.
No.
No?
2014?
Oh, 4 years ago? Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're 250 episodes into this podcast.
Yeah, that's right. You'd be like almost 1,000.
Well, we only started doing 2 a week when we came to Gas Digital.
Yeah.
So. Let's see. Why'd you start drinking again? I don't believe you talked about it on the podcast. Is it a coping mechanism? Did I talk about it? This
is
from Will Face.
Is it a coping mechanism? So personal.
Yeah, from psychologist
hey,
Steve.
Yeah. Why'd you start drinking again? Are you in pain?
From baby James, 123.
I started drinking because I was in Jamaica. I was on vacation. We did an all-inclusive thing. The food sucked. And I'm like, dude, I can't. I'm paying for this. It was very matter of fact. Like, I don't want to waste money. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to drink a little bit. And then drinking was never a huge problem for me. Like, even when I get drunk, it's not like I'm out there fighting people. I just sort of drink a lot, and you know, I don't get into arguments. I actually become kind of nicer. I think I'm like friendlier, and then I get just tired, and I go home and I go to sleep. And,
yeah,
you know, I'm going to stop again because for health reasons, I can't be drinking whiskey every night because I do drink a lot. But it was just sort of easy for me to quit, and that's why I was like, all right, well, fuck it. If it's easy for me to quit, why do I keep on
doing it?
You know,
yeah.
What just wasn't a big deal. So
yeah, that's how I feel about cigarettes. Like, I was just smoking them just to smell, and I'm like, I'm not addicted to this. And so I was like, why the fuck am I even doing it?
Yeah, no, I agree. That was the same thing for me. Like, that was what it was. I read that book where
how to quit smoking or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, some shit like that, where they like, read this book, you're gonna want to quit. And
I'll quit if I don't have to read a book. So you got me.
Yeah.
No, checkmate. But one of the things that really stood out in that book was the fact that they articulated that you're not doing anything very well. They were like, you know, you feel like, because a very big part of it is you get bored. When you first quit, you're like, what am I going to do with my hands? Like, you go out for a smoke. Like, there was very much like, you didn't have to do anything. You kind of just enjoy a cigarette, and you wasted a lot of time throughout your day doing something. You felt like you were doing something. And when I sort of looked at it from the other angle, which is, it's not actually doing anything. There's no,
right,
you're not moving the ball down the field at all. Mm-hmm. All you're doing is you're making your breath stink. You're making your, you know, you're giving yourself cancer, giving yourself, you know, making yourself
wasting
unhealthy.
Time. Yeah.
Wasting a lot of money. Like, you're just literally smoking away a dollar. Like, literally, imagine just lighting a dollar on fire every 10, 15 minutes.
And smoking
That's
it.
Awesome, by the way. That would be so cool.
Awesome. Badass real estate of the week. Yeah. Lucian Gomez.
Just you have an alarm go off. Oh,
gotta burn it off.
Another minute. Gotta burn some money.
That is pretty badass, I gotta be honest with you. So, sorry guys, my new phone, I don't really know how to use it. Let's see. Okay, let's see. McNuts92, what's your game plan against O'Neal this August? Are you gonna stand and bang with him, or is it Khabib time? I have a game plan, and to be honest with you, I'm not gonna completely disclose this game plan. I will tell you right now, you're gonna watch me punch Ryan O'Neal in the face a bunch. Don't worry about that.
You, like, sneak a syringe or something, or like an ice pick in there. I got a few tricks up my sleeve.
All right, let's see. Anything else? Anything else we got here? All right, we'll do this last one. This is going to be for everyone. Harold underscore Camp wants to know, what's rule number one of being real ass? Let's start with Sagalow. What does being real ass mean to you? What's the number one rule?
To be real ass is to, I would say, not give a fuck about what anybody thinks. Right?
No. Wrong. Opposite of real ass. Real ass
to give a shit
it's
what about
to know,
everybody?
It's to know that what you might be saying might be against the norm, but you don't give a shit about it because you're being real ass.
100% wrong. You guys know nothing about being real
ass. You keep tricking me. I think you're going to say right every time.
No,
yeah.
I'm a comedic genius. Zach?
I feel like I really should know this at this point.
Is it just to be Luis Gomez? Is that? Is it
I think it's being unapologetically yourself.
To want to fuck Ariana Grande.
Versions of what we all just said.
Mm, so it's closer. being real ass, you do have to care what people think. Okay? Being real ass is admitting that you care what people think. Right?
Uh-huh. I just picture this.
Because you do care. Anybody who gets up on stage and does stand-up comedy and tells jokes and says, like me. Everyone like me. Anybody who's checking their social media feed and looking for the amount of likes they got or retweets they got, you give a fuck. We all give a fuck, right? But it's about owning who you are. That's the number one rule. Owning who you are. Okay? You can lie. You can cheat. You can steal. Being real ass has nothing to do with being honest. Being real ass has nothing to do with being true or having valor or fucking any of that shit. Being real ass has to do with fucking knowing who you are.
Being unapologetic about it?
Being unapologetic and utilizing that, whether you have to kill people, whether you have to hurt people, whether you have to step on little people and, to get out of your way.
Whether you have to bump a comic off stage to do a 10-minute set.
Yeah, but that's the problem. If Amy just owned it and said, who the fuck is Brendan Sagalo, I'd call her Real Ass Dude of the Week.
Imagine if she just said, who the fuck is Brendan Sagalo?
Who the fuck is this guy? If she pulled a Connor on you, that would have been unbelievable. Okay, and she didn't. And that's the problem. She's not being real ass. That's not who Amy is. People that know Amy, whatever this shit is, whatever she portrays, whatever, none of that is who she fucking really is, you know? And by the way, you can literally have a complete fake personality as long as you're honest with yourself and know that that's not who you truly are.
Sounds like
it's a nuance.
That's a lot of we're still figuring it out.
Are we reading from the sociopath's handbook? Is that what it is?
Can someone please take that speech and put it over like space sounds and stuff? You know how they do that with Joe Rogan?
Yeah,
where it's like, we're just monkeys floating on a rock.
Yeah, dude. I have my philosophy is way more practical than Rogan's. You know, he's great, dude. Okay. Rogan, look, Rogan. One day I'm gonna pass Rogan in life.
On the bus?
No, but it'll be one day like the student will become the teacher and I'll pass Rogan. I'll be like, Rogan, let me teach you the way now. Because I got a lot of real ass wisdom. You guys, sometimes a lot of you guys that are listening or a lot of you guys that are watching right now live or even you guys that are sitting right in front of me, I know it's hard to see. Sometimes you're like, this is just nonsense. This is craziness. But go back and play it like 15 or 20 times. Okay. When I say, like, play it over and over again, and just that as you go to sleep, okay, just take that little 3-minute cut, just fucking repeat it over and over again. Tonight, do that, Feeny. I promise you, tomorrow you will wake up a different man.
Yeah, I just start punching people for no reason.
You walk in with a shaved head.
Yeah.
If you feel like you're in the shade, it's because you're under my learning track. Yeah.
Introduce yourself, Mike Feeney, doggy. What's up?
Yeah,
it's been a great show. Thank you, guys. My friends, Brendan Sagalo. Follow him on Twitter, Brendan Sagalo. That's BrendanSagalow. Also, I am Mike Feeney. I am Mike Feeney with an EENEY.
Boom.
Also, I am Shannon Lee. That's I am Shannon Lee. A lot of difficult Twitter handles today. I am Shannon Lee. Follow her up. Don't sexually harass her. You guys are assholes. Zach is not funny.
You can sexually harass me.
What's your Twitter handle, though? Boom. Luis J. Gomez on Twitter. Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Thanks for listening. It's been a great one. We'll be back on Monday, motherfuckers. Peace.
That's all, folks.